Can you tell me exactly what glyphosate is?
Well, glyphosate is a simple molecule made up of carboxylate, an amino group, and a phosphate group linked together. These groups are common in most of our metabolites to do with energy metabolism. This compound mimics a molecule known as phosphoenolpyruvate, which is normally used to make shikimic acid, important in the synthesis of lignin and wood. But glyphosate specifically binds to the enzyme that makes shikimate, preventing the production of wood so that woody weeds can no longer survive if they're treated with glyphosate. So it's a very specific non-toxic chemical.
So how bad is it for us then?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's the safest herbicide that exists. Research over 40 years has shown this. The International Association for Research on Cancer has made a statement, I think based partly on flawed evidence, that it's probably carcinogenic in humans. There's little or no evidence for that. There is some laboratory work with high concentrations of the chemical with test animals, but all of the world's agencies responsible for regulation of agrochemicals, pesticides, including the European Food Safety Agency, Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, Pest Management Regulatory Agency of the Health Canada, United States Environmental Protection Agency, the Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority, and the Food Safety Commission of Japan all agree that glyphosate is safe to use according to the label. So I agree with that. Our assessment is that the legal cases are not based on objective scientific evidence.
For those not convinced by these findings that it isn't safe, is there an alternative?
Well, at the moment, research has been conducted, funded by the Grains Research Development Corporation and other chemical companies, to come up with alternatives. Everyone would love an alternative because glyphosate was such a miracle compound when it was discovered because of its relative non-toxicity and its highly specific action. But the probability of finding something that would mimic it or could do something similar that's so highly specific, acting on a broad range of plants is very, very low. 10 or 20 years from now, perhaps. But if you were to ban glyphosate now based on the reaction that we're having, which seems to be partly an anti-Monsanto reaction, we would be using chemicals which are far more dangerous, far more toxic, far more persistent. As soon as glyphosate hits the soil, it becomes inactivated, so it doesn't act as a residual herbicide affecting other crops or plants. I think it's most unfortunate that I think what you might say the campaign against genetic modification has ended up with glyphosate as the target.
What can you say in regards to the court case which claims that glyphosate is so unsafe?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a legal expert. I don't want to say too much about that. I just had a little bit of reading from the public media. It seemed to me that the case was based on attacking Monsanto as unethical. They did mention a couple of clients of Monsanto who ended up with criminal prosecutions, not Monsanto, but people that were doing work for them. And that seemed to be, I saw that being mentioned, but I don't see how you could blame that company for bad behaviour by people they engage to check the safety of their products. There's been so much research done on glyphosate by the world regulatory agencies that I mentioned before, and none of them have any misgivings. Even in Europe, where, of course, there's a very strong movement against chemicals, others have been banned that we still use here. But even in Europe, they realise it's so important that it's just been given another five-year lease of life. It's going to be very disappointing if this ends up where it seems to be heading. This sort of media type movement, sort of thing that didn't happen, 30 or 40 years ago, it's like a contagion spreads around the world. So the court cases in the United States are really sort of raise the stakes, I suppose you'd say, but not for any logical, objective reason. I would just like to say that if we can't trust good science, what can we trust?